The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Pep Philpott. Haiti's Prime Minister says he's stepping down.
Après Conseil des ministres à Souéa,
Ariel Henry says he's resigning as soon as his replacement and a transition council are in place. Henry's been under pressure to quit from armed gangs threatening to overthrow his government. The country is descending into anarchy as gangs battle security forces for control. Canada says it will not send troops to Haiti to help restore law and order, but it is promising to contribute more than $80 million to support a struggling mission led by Kenya. Kate McKenna reports.
The Kenyan government says it's in the pre-deployment phase of sending up to 1,000 police officers to Haiti, fulfilling an obligation the country made to lead the UN-authorized mission last October. The plan hit a snag in January when a Kenyan high court judge ruled it was unconstitutional, in part because Haiti and Kenya didn't have a reciprocal agreement in place detailing the work Kenyan forces would do in Haiti. That changed 2 weeks ago. Kithure Kindiki is Kenya's Cabinet Secretary of Interior and National Administration.
The court said we needed to have a reciprocal agreement with Haiti. That reciprocal agreement has already been signed about a week ago.
He did not give an exact date for when police will be deployed. Several other countries, including Spain, Senegal, and Jamaica, have also volunteered to send officers to help. Kate McKenna, CBC News, Ottawa.
Still in Ottawa, the federal government's ArriveCan app is under a new investigation, this time by the Public Sector Integrity Commissioner. Harriet Soloway will be looking into alleged wrongdoing related to the creation of the app. She will also be following up on testimony from two former border agency officials. They told a parliamentary committee they were being used as scapegoats after they criticized their superiors. After days of delay, the charity ship Open Arms is sailing toward Gaza. People cheer as the vessel leaves port in Cyprus. The ship is pulling a large barge loaded with 200 tons of food for the Palestinian territory. It had been hoped it would set sail over the past weekend, but authorization and technical issues kept it moored until today. The trip, which could take up to 2 days, is a test for the opening of a sea corridor to supply aid to Gaza. The UN says a quarter of the population there is on the brink of starvation. South Korea is confirming one of its nationals has been arrested in Russia. A foreign ministry spokesman says the government is working for his safe return. Russia's state-run media says the man has been charged with suspicion of espionage. The 53-year-old had been working as a missionary in Russia's Far East. TASS news agency says, though, he was handing over classified information to foreign intelligence agencies. This is the latest in a series of arrests of expatriates in Russia since the invasion of Ukraine. The Kremlin is accused of using them as political bargaining chips for prisoner exchanges. The U.S. primary season continues, but after today's votes in Washington, Mississippi, Hawaii, and Georgia, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump are expected to shift their focus to November's critical presidential election. Richard Madden explains why.
Both leaders are expected to win these primary contests tonight to secure enough delegates to become their party's presidential nominees. President Joe Biden is already on a nationwide campaign blitz, fresh off his State of the Union address. He's trying to draw a sharp contrast between himself and former President Donald Trump by vowing to protect social programs while blasting Trump's handling of the pandemic.
My predecessor failed the most basic of any duty a president owes the American people, a duty to care. I believe that's unforgivable.
Now, Trump is targeting Biden's handling of the economy, his immigration policies, and he even mocked Biden's lifelong stutter at a rally last weekend.
Measures I'm going to bring the country together.
Both candidates are gearing up for a long, bitter campaign. Richard Madden, CBC News, Washington.
That's your World This Hour. I'm Pep Philpott.